views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now, here is your host, Michelle Bond.
Hello. Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm the Vedic astrologer who cares what you put into your body. I'm very excited about this show today. We're going to be talking about positive energy, how empowering it is in our lives, and how do we acquire it. But before that, I want everybody to know that they can take a huge sigh of relief because Mercury is no longer retrograde.
Hooray!
Yay. Hooray! That's Vila, my guest. Yes, and the other thing is that Venus is now exalted, and he will be exalted for the next 3 weeks. And what this means is that he's very strong in the heavens right now, and it's good for you to get out and socialize, to meet new friends, make new friends, to rekindle old maybe relationships that have gone by the wayside, to strengthen current relationships. So get together for the next 3 weeks with your friends and your family and new friends, and just have a good time. I mean, we all deserve it. We need to take a deep breath and relax and have some fun here. All righty. Today we have Vila Lucas with us. Hello there, Vila.
Hello. So good to be here.
Yeah, it's really good to have you here. We are going to be talking about positive energy and how we can acquire it. And Vila, you are a certified healer and guide with the Modern Mystery School International, and you've created the Breakthrough Connection for those who are ready to connect to their own divine spark of greatness that is within. So that's quite a challenge. So why don't we start, Vila, by explaining to people what the Modern Mystery School International is.
Okay, sounds good. So the Modern Mystery School International is an organization that's dedicated to advanced spiritual training. It's something like a spiritual university, and it exists with headquarters in a couple of places around the world. We've got a Western world headquarters in Toronto, Canada, and we have an Eastern world headquarters in Tokyo, Japan.
Wow.
And then we have centers of teaching in 45 countries throughout the world. And what's really exciting about this school, first of all, you know, it's very much like a spiritual university in the sense that the tools and teachings and trainings are just of the highest caliber and really, really, truly incredible. And so that's very exciting and limitless. There's so many of them. There's kind of no end to it. And the second piece that's so exciting is that as a mystery school, it's actually one of the seven ancient mystery schools on the planet. And so we have an unbroken teacher-to-student lineage that we trace back to King Solomon.
And oh, wow.
King Solomon the Wise did some really fascinating stuff, and one of the things that he did was put in place these seven ancient mystery schools on the planet to anchor very specific rays of energy throughout the world. And so So the Modern Mystery School is one of those seven ancient mystery schools, and is open to the public. And so, you know, most people know mystery schools as things that are underground. And in fact, mm-hmm. the school has been underground for thousands of years. And in this century has come open to the public, specifically because we're in this time of tremendous change. So the consciousness is shifting on the planet. People are waking up, and we're really, really, really ready for these tools and teachings about who am I really, what am I really here to do, and how do I make that happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're definitely going through a paradigm shift right now. Definitely.
Exactly. And that's exactly what these mystery school teachings are here to help people with. And so there's opportunities for those of us who are ready for something more to receive session work, to take classes for our own personal development. And then there's opportunities for those who want to serve as healers and teachers with a body of knowledge that comes through the ancient mystery school traditions to come in and become certified and as a practitioner and as a teacher to pass on these teachings.
Wow. Okay. That's I had no idea that it dated back that far and it had its roots in thousands of years ago. I mean, it's a lot like what I do, which is my tradition comes from the Vedantas or the Vedas.
Right.
And that dates back thousands and thousands of years as well. And the word Vedanta means truth. So it's very interesting how at the same – sounds like they probably recognized it at about the same time. And how we have – And so how we have different cultures having kind of the same type of realization, you know, going on at about the same time.
Exactly, and that was actually one of the strengths of King Solomon was he wanted to be bringing people together from around the world. So, what we get in history books or what we get in biblical literature about Solomon is very kind of minimal, actually. Mm-hmm. And he did a lot more than that. And one of the things that's so exciting about his life and his work is that he created this like 20-year symposium where he brought medicine men and women and scholars and sages and magicians and priests and priestesses from all over the world to teach one another and to cross-train each other. And so a lot of the modalities and the methods that come through the mystery school lineage have a really broad spectrum to them because they came through this cross-training. And what Solomon was really looking for is what are the pieces that work on everybody across the board. He wanted to know, as human beings, what is it that is effective for each and every one of us. And so, I mean, it sounds really fun and exciting to me to get together with a bunch of, magical people from all over the planet and learn from each other. So it's kind of exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, that is exciting. And it shows that there's just not one modality that he was open to that works with everybody. Everybody's different. So you kind of need to have all the different ways to teach people, to help people, so that you can help people individually, not just as look at them as being one, entity. They're actually all different, like in India,
right.
you have all these, there's like millions of gods. There's like 2 million gods, they say, in India, because there's a different god for each person, because
mm-hmm.
that not one god suits, all people.
Right.
So, I mean, they all do believe in Brahman, the ultimate creator, but then the different expressions of Brahman in the different ways. So,
What's cool, too, is that, back in ancient times, Solomon really understood, they didn't call it DNA, but they understood the concept of DNA back then. They understood mm-hmm. that there's genetic coding that we inherit that not only gives us, the information about who we, what we look like physically and our constitution and our, our health concerns and so on and so forth, but our spiritual DNA, our spiritual encoding our who we are as spirit beings and what we're here to do. And in fact, you know, you can call it our contracts with God, you can call it our life purpose. All of it is actually coded in the DNA. And so that's a big piece of what Solomon was working on, was, you know, this pattern of the Adam Kadmon, or the perfected being. That's a Kabbalistic term. Solomon was a Kabbalist, and he wanted to know, how do we activate all of that spiritual encoding so that we can turn on the fullest potential and be that, you know, that divine blueprint as we were designed.
That's great, and that's very interesting. We're going to need to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to be exploring more of this and talking about positive energy and how we can get it and how important and empowering it is in our lives. So you are listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For a complimentary 15-minute consultation to learn how I can help you with your health and nutrition, or to schedule an astrology reading, contact me at themichellebondshow.com or 888-713-5331, 888-713-5331. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back talking to Vila Lucas.
To the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking to Vila Lucas here about positive energy and how to get it in our lives. So, Vila, what does King Solomon say about positive energy and how can we get that?
Yeah, so lots of important things. So, positive energy, so many things we could say here. Important to us on so many levels. And I think, one of the ways to kind of frame it is that we are multidimensional beings. Mm-hmm. And, we have, just to sort of start it somewhat with the basics, we have our physical body, we have our emotional body, we have our, mental body, we have our spirit body, and all of those levels, that's just four out of, hundreds probably. Right. So all of those are affected by the energy that's around us, the energy that's within us, the energy that's in our immediate, environment, the energy of the people around us, the energy of the places around us. What kinds of things are in our physical environment? Mm-hmm. Not just the people that are there, but the other stuff. You're living next to a giant electric, one of those, what do you call those, electric
cell towers.
Or a giant dump where people are, putting a bunch, all of their leftover stuff, right?
So,
exactly. So what is it that is in our energetic field? Because from the mystery school perspective, our energy systems are much more expansive and much more involved than most of us have any concept of. And so we truly are affected very much by what is around us and of mm-hmm. course, then what is within us. So positive energy affects us the quality of our energy, let's put it that way, affects us really significantly. And so our capacity to stay clear, to stay positive, to stay focused on what is important to us and what is really good for us makes all the difference in the world in our quality of life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Okay. So what are some of the things we can do to get positive energy back in our lives, if it is?
Well, so it depends on where we're at. So if we're talking mm-hmm. about, for example, an internal kind of crisis, so let's mm-hmm. say, something's going on for me personally and I'm just having, a really challenging time working with it. And, mm-hmm. this happens to all of us. How often? Regularly, right? This is kind of a big piece of our reality. And so, so then how do we regain positive energy? There's a couple of different ways. And I think, speaking about it from that perspective of those four, those four bodies is important, the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. So, looking at where are we off? So, mm-hmm. am I having a physical issue? Is it showing up as some kind of physical ailment? Do I have an illness? Do I have an injury? Do I have something going on in my body? And then looking to the next level, okay, so emotionally, what do I have going on? Do I have, what kinds of emotions are happening? Am I experiencing fear? Am I experiencing sadness? Am I experiencing anger? And looking at some of the root cause of those things. And then mentally, I think we're getting better culturally at looking at the physical and looking at the emotional. But the mental piece, I think is proving to be significantly challenging for us as a culture, because we really have kind of let our minds get out of control. Our thoughts really run the show. And so even if we say, okay, great, I want to shift my physical body, I want to eat more healthy, I want to be healthy, I want to feel good, I want to have positive emotions, if the thoughts aren't brought under control, then there's not much effect we can have on the other levels without really bringing the mind into alignment. And I would say that's one of the biggest benefits of the Mystery School work, is that it really goes to the level of the mind and works kind of magically, really. One of the things that I offer people through the Mystery School lineage is a life activation session, which goes in and actually turns on dormant DNA information. And so what a lot of people say is like, wow, I'm thinking differently. My mind isn't falling into the same traps that it usually does. It's actually, easier for me to not be bothered by stuff. And so, when the thought isn't there, like, oh, that stupid bleepity bleep bleep bleep, mm-hmm. when I choose a different thought, then there's a different emotional response. And then I feel physically better as a result. So really getting that to a place where the mind can work as your ally instead of as against you, really can bring that the positive energy forward in day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now, the other aspect of positive energy then is, of course, energy that's in your environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so we need to not only get clear inside and clear our mind, but we also need to have a clear environment. Like if your house is all full of clutter, it's really hard for you to think clearly, and it's hard for you to function in a real functional way. So we want to do that, and that is what Feng Shui, talks about a lot about. Getting rid of the clutter and setting your house up in certain ways to manifest certain types of energy, whatever you want to manifest in your life. Do you want to elaborate a little bit more on that?
Sure. Yeah. So like I was saying, the energy around you, it makes a huge difference. And, that goes back to the whole teaching of vibrational energy. So all energy is vibration. Mm-hmm. Science is finally, physics is finally proving this to us, right? We're finally able to see this happening, although, metaphysics has known this forever.
Right.
So vibrationally, we are, we're very much affected by the energy around us. So, somebody, you feel this when, you're downtown at the the driver's license renewal.
Yeah,
place.
EMB.
You walk in and you can feel like, wow, the vibe in here, whoo, may or may not be very pleasant. And, somebody else walks in who's had a really rough day. They've, having to deal with a ticket or a violation or something, and they're coming in just pissed off. The vibration of that energy coming in to your energy field is going to affect you unless mm-hmm. you know how not to let it. There's one of the things that the Mystery School teaches is tools and methods for keeping your immediate auric field protected, really, from vibrations from the outside. So that's one way of working with your own, personal space just immediately around you. Mm-hmm. And then in your physical space, really important to keep it energetically clean. And this is kind of one of those things that, if people understood how much gunk is really like sitting there energetically in our in our homes and even in our cars or, anywhere where we have thoughts happening, we have emotions going, and where either from ourselves or other, people who are with us kind of just dump stuff, dump feelings, dump thoughts, dump whatever, you know, whatever they've been processing and dealing with. Well, that energy, that vibration stays there. And so, you know, if you ever wonder when, you know, you come home and you're in a perfectly good mood and then all of a sudden it's like you're just immediately grumpy and, you know, it turns out, you know, your kids are grumpy or your husband's grumpy or somebody else, and it's like, oh, wow, okay, so was this my grumpiness or was this their grumpiness that I picked up on?
Right.
So... Go ahead.
Okay, that's very interesting. And the other thing, too, is that not only in, you know, your space and the energy gets trapped there, but going back thousands and thousands of years ago, the ancients knew about energy, about the land, and they wanted to coordinate the building, whether it's your residence or where you're working or whatever, with the energy of the land. And that's called Vastu, and that is a precursor to Feng Shui. And they realized thousands of years ago that if you didn't build your building in accordance with the land and the energy of the land, then you're going to have problems in your life. And so I have clients who come to me who seem to have everything, you know, going for them. They're thinking positively and they're, you know, they have positive energy around them and all this kind of thing, but yet they still can't seem to get ahead. And everything that they try to do turns, you know, doesn't come to fruition. And it used to, but then all of a sudden it's just not working. And they try and they try and they try and they feel like they're hitting their head up a brick wall. And then I ask them, which direction is their front door, their house? And then they tell me. And most of the time, actually all the time that I've had a client come to me with those issues, it's because their house is not built in accordance with the energy of the land. And there's this particular direction that if the entrance of your house is facing, or the entrance of your business is facing in a particular direction, you will lose all of your prosperity. Everything that comes in will go out. Not only can you lose your prosperity, but you can get sick and you can have little things that bump in the night come and visit you. It is just amazing how everything can impact you. And we are not really that aware of it like they were, like the ancients were. Here in the West, we don't set up our towns or anything according to Vastu standards. There's only one town in the United States that I know of that has a community. It's Fairfield, Iowa, that has set the town up. The community, the Transcendental Meditation community there, with the Vastu principles in mind. But we have got to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to learn about more about Vila and what she can do for you and how you can get a hold of her and how she can do an emotional release session with you. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For a complimentary 15-minute consultation to learn how I can help you with your health and nutrition, or to schedule an astrology reading, contact me at themichellebondshow.com or 888-713-5331. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease?
Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. This is an exciting show. We've got Vila Lucas here, and we're talking about positive energy. So before the break, we were talking about the direction of homes, and you want to make sure that you have good energy in your home. So, Vila, how do we protect our space? What is a good way to do that?
Yeah, so I love that you were talking about, you know, the wisdom of the ancients. And, you know, before I found the mystery school work, I just had this intuitive sense, like, oh, my gosh, more and more and more. And it came through, you know, I had been practicing some different shamanic shamanic medicine practices, and just, you know, developing really, really deep respect for, you know, for indigenous wisdom and, you know, what the people of the land understood and knew and lived by. And so I used to just kind of imagine within myself and go, you know, what did people know back then? What did they know back then that we don't know now, and or that we've forgotten, or that we've stopped paying attention to? And that's kind of that inherent, you know, knowledge within myself, or, you know, curiosity within myself, really led me to the mystery school teachings. And then when I found this whole body of teachings that, you know, that were collected throughout the centuries of, you know, some of the most effective and powerful ways for people to be in touch with spirit and to be living their lives from a place of mastery. And so instead of being, you know, at effect in your life, you know, being the cause of things. So instead of being the, you know, a victim to circumstances, you're the one who's driving, you know, actually driving the ship, steering right. Where it goes. So being the, you know, sort of the king or queen of the castle is an important principle in the teachings of what it means to be living your life from a place of mastery. And so using techniques for building up the energetic walls, so to speak, of your space is a really key component to having a high energy space to work within. And so one of the ways that that I teach people to do that within the Mystery School work is using sacred geometry. Mm-hmm. And so sacred geometry has been around, you know, thousands of years and since the beginning. It's actually known as the language, you know, the language of the divine. That's what the geometries really are. And if you look across, you know, around the world and throughout cultures and religions, sacred geometry has been used to uplift, you know, people's spirits and then, you know, help them point to a bigger picture and then to add that, those layers of vibration. We were talking about that a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. The vibration of the geometries themselves then add layers of protection in a space. And so there's the first level of the sacred geometry series that I teach. There's you know, like something like 13 levels of sacred geometry within the Mystery School tradition. The very first level, we go into what are called the three primary keys to heaven, which are the three basic geometries, and then I teach a method for using those to be enhancing your space. That, you know, in your home, in your place of work, anywhere you choose to put up the geometries to give yourself a higher vibration and a more protected physical environment. And it mm-hmm. makes all the difference in the world, you know, for people who are healers, for sure, you know, people who are creative in any way, shape, or form and just want to not be influenced by the outside world, or people that are doing any kind of prayer work or meditation work where you want to be building, you know, building the vibration and have it not dissipate. You know, you get this mm-hmm. really high vibration starting to go, and it's like, how do I hold on to this? And using the sacred geometries within your space can really create that container.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's important. That's interesting. So in the first break, we were talking about your auric field. What is that?
Ah, good question. So we have... Most of us are familiar, you know, with the energy within our physical bodies. Well, we have mm-hmm. energy just outside of our physical bodies and, you know, to a degree outside of our bodies, known as the aura. And so most people have heard of that term these days. It's becoming more common. And so your auric field is basically, you know, the space that is taken up by your aura. The aura has, you know... people use that word to mean different things, and you know, people's concepts of the aura and how it functions is a little bit different. So, you know, when I talk about auric field, it's a little bit more general to be talking about all of the energy around us. So, you know, I'd say within, you know, 10 to 20 feet on any side of you really would be the kind of energy in your auric field that would be affecting you emotionally or mentally or even physically if there's something disturbing in that kind of range around your physical body.
This is true. Okay, and so how does this relate to emotional cords?
So emotional cords, yes. So as human beings, we are constantly creating connections with one another. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we do. And that's, you know, we're social beings. We're, you know, we're cute. We like each other. We've got magnetic attraction and sexual attraction and, you know, a desire to be together, right? Mm-hmm. And so we create these emotional cords with one another. So, you know, even you and I having this conversation right now, we're creating an emotional cord. And so those emotional cords, there's nothing wrong with them. They're not inherently bad. But what tends to happen is they lock us down into certain kinds of patterns. So, you know, let's say you and I started getting really competitive and, oh, well, I've got the more, you know, exciting thing to talk about. No, I've got the more exciting thing to talk about. No, me. You know, if we started that kind of a pattern in our relationship, then, you know, that is going to be the kind of tenor or the energy of that cord. And so then every time we come back into talking with one another, connecting with one another, then that's going to be the energy that comes forward again. Mm-hmm. Unless we somehow clear it. And so we find this all the time in relationships with the people who are close to us. You know, our spouses, our parents, our children, you know, the cords get kind of tainted with our issues. And, you know, there's no judgment in that. It's just kind of the truth of the human reality. And so there's that aspect of the emotional cords. And then there's the emotional cords that are just plain unhelpful. Mm-hmm. Those may be leftover cords from old relationships where, you know, it really was a dysfunctional relationship and you just don't feel quite free of it. Or perhaps, you know, going through kind of a, you know, an icky separation of some sort where there's, you know, where there's a lot of battling happening. Well, then, you know, I've seen amazing things happen with cord cuttings and those kinds of situations, where then it's like all of a sudden that cord is released and then neither party is tied down to that way of being, and it frees them up to say, oh, actually, I'd like to come from a more enlightened place here. I'd like to make, you know, make this situation easier on the children. And so I'm not going to fight this custody battle in this, you know, vicious way that it was starting to have. It frees people up. Mm-hmm. So the emotional cord cutting is a session that I offer that comes through the Mystery School tradition, and it literally cuts all of the emotional cords. And you know, we establish those cords again immediately when we connect with people. And then if there's somebody that we never ever talk to again, or are in their physical presence again, we'll never reestablish that cord. And so, you know, if there are old relationships you're really ready to like get them gone, then by all means, come in and get a cord cutting.
Definitely. Now, is cord cutting any way related to intentional negative energy that's been sent to somebody? Is that part of a cord?
Absolutely. So, you know, anytime somebody intentionally sends negative energy your way, a cord is established.
And so you could be breaking these cords because you won't know. Lots of times you won't know that somebody sent you this negative energy. I mean, right. I think that's what the Greeks call the evil eye or whatever, and you don't know it. And so when you're doing this emergency cord release, would that clear? So that would clear that, right?
Yeah, there's actually, within the cord cutting session, there's actually three pieces that I usually do. We just kind of lump it together and call it the emotional cord cutting because they're all related. But one of them specifically is a negative energy removal. And and in that part of the session, I'm literally drawing out specifically negative energy that has been sent. So, you know, back to that example of like, you know, a nasty separation where people are just, you know, they're hurt and they're saying mean things about each other, or it could be, you know, so it could be that kind of intentional negative energy, or like it could be something even, you know, less specific than that, you know, as far as like you're driving down the road and, you know, you accidentally cut somebody off and I go, you blah, 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 blah. You know, that's that's going to be negative intentional energy sent to you that, you know, right. You may not even know this person, you may never see this person again, but still there was something that was intentionally sent to you.
Okay, and, we've got to take another quick break.
Oh, okay.
I hate to interrupt you there. So when we come back, we're going to find out about how you get rid of that. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned to find out how you can get a hold of Vila and to find out more about this positive and negative energy, what to do with it.
you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit QuantumTechniques.com for more information.
Welcome back to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. We are talking with Vila Lucas about energy clearing and getting rid of negative energy and so that we can have positive energy so we can manifest what we want in our lives. So, Vila, what are some of the best methods for clearing space?
For clearing space? Well, there's lots of methods that can be employed. So some of my favorites are probably ones a lot of our listeners may know about. So, of course, using sage as a way to clear space is wonderful. Sage, you know, has been used by shamans in this part of the world and in other parts of the world for really taking taking that the kind of energy that might just get left in corners or you know, dumped as a result of some kind of human engagement, it helps clear that, harmonize it, shift it, and bring space into a more functional place for us. So that's kind of a nice first level clearing. If that doesn't seem to quite do the trick fully, there's some other methods for clearing a space that I like. One of them is a method of it's a purification using Epsom salts and burning out rubbing alcohol. And so you can take a fireproof dish and fill it with Epsom salts, just at the bottom. Doesn't even have to do a lot, and then put some rubbing alcohol, preferably the 90% alcohol, and just cover the Epsom salts, and then you light that on fire,
and walk away because it does burn.
and walk away. Good to have, you know, a plate underneath so you don't burn anything underneath.
Yeah, don't put it on a wood table.
And don't have any, you know, curtains or drapery anywhere nearby. And that will really help draw out any of, especially the kind of like heavy, icky, emotional dumping kind of energy. Really just gets the air of the room feels super clear, tangibly, viscerally clear after burning those bowls. So I recommend doing that. I mean, I do that in my home, probably once or twice a month, just to refresh the whole scene, and it just keeps things really nice.
Yeah, some people think that is a way of protecting the space, but it's not really a way of protecting the space. It's a way of getting rid of the residual energy from some negatives. Episodes that have happened or something like that. Okay.
Right. Yeah. That's okay. For clearing. So, clearing and protecting, the two go together, right? So, when you're clearing a space, then it's a really great idea then to go ahead and put up greater protection for a space.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to put up greater protection for a space, might as well clear it while you're working on that. So then, you're coming into a space clean and clear. With the activation work that we do through the Mystery School, we also offer initiations into the lineage of light workers on the planet. And, I recommend whenever I do an initiation for people or I do an activation for people, I say go home and clear your space. Use these tools that we've given you if, they came into one of the classes where we give the tools for protection. And I say, shift up what you've got going on because now you're starting this whole new period of your life, this whole new chapter, and when you change your physical environment to reflect that, it's going to allow the patterns to really become what you want them to be instead of falling back into some of the old stuff that doesn't really serve you.
Right. That's very important.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Okay. So real quickly, why don't you tell us when someone needs to get this clearing work done and how people can get a hold of you, and because you've got a couple of giveaways here, so I want you to be able to talk about that as well. So why don't you quickly tell us how somebody knows when it's time to get this clearing work done, and then how they can get a hold of you and your giveaways.
Okay, great. So yes, I'm giving away, for people who are local, I would be happy to do an emotional cord cutting session, which includes the emotional cord cutting and then the negative energy removal with an aura purification. So those three all go together. And so I'm offering half off that session. If you send me an email and tell me you want one, I'll be doing that for people who are local. And then for those of you who are at a distance, I have an emotional release session that I offer that we can do over the phone. And that is something that will help with shifting that internal landscape so that you can then be moving forward towards what you want to be creating and experiencing in your life. So as far as how to know when you need one, I mean, the emotional cord cutting work, honestly, we all need them.
Okay.
I get one for myself once a month. It's just, at this point for me, it's maintenance because, when we want to be truly making shifts and changes in our lives, if we have anything holding us back or pulling on us or keeping us stuck in some kind of old way of doing it, we can't move forward the way we want to.
Okay, so, Vila, That's good. Now tell people how they can get a hold of you, because we're going to have to go here soon.
Oh, okay. So my website is thebreakthroughconnection.com. So you can just type that in, thebreakthroughconnection.com. And my email address is vila@thebreakthroughconnection.com. So that's one way to get a hold of me. I'm also available by phone. My phone number is 206-551-5992.
Great, and Vila. So to get a hold of Vila, you can go to thebreakthroughconnection.com or call her at 206-551-5992. Well, I want to thank you, Vila, so much for being my guest today on the show. It's been loads of fun, and there's a lot of information that I think people will benefit from. And I want to thank my listeners out there for listening. You're tuned in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on Transformation Talk Radio. For a complimentary 15-minute consultation to learn how I can help you with your health and nutrition, or to schedule an astrology reading, contact me at themichellebondshow.com or 888-713-5331. Again, thanks for listening, and join me again next Tuesday, 2 o'clock Pacific Time and 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a prosperous week, everyone.
Thanks, Michelle.
Welcome. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health challenged, and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.